15.
Department of the Interior, said the man. How may I direct your call?
Hi, said Nate. I was wondering who I could talk to about national landmarks.
There's a full list of all registered sites and national historical landmarks on the department's website,
I have specific questions regarding a certain landmark. Is there someone there I could speak to?
Like any good receptionist, the man's sigh was quick and almost silent.
One moment, please, he said.
Nate glanced over his shoulder. He could have made the call on his cell, but if Eddie decided to walk in and he was on his own phone, it'd be grounds for a speech. With the landline, he could try to keep the illusion of a business call and wave away interruptions. After an agonizing 2 minutes, during which he was assured his call was very important, the line picked up again.
Records, said a woman.
Hi, he said. My name's Nate Tucker. I've got a couple questions regarding a specific national landmark. I was hoping someone there could help me.
What kind of questions?
Well, I've got a national historic landmark near me, and there's no mention on the plaque of why it's a landmark. I was hoping someone there might know.
Did you check the internet? We have a full list of the landmarks up on our website with links to...
Yeah, I checked. It's not on your list. Which was true. He'd spent another hour online the night before. The building wasn't on any lists, federal, state, or city. There was a brief pause.
Sorry?
It's not on your list. I was wondering if it might be under a different name or something, maybe.
Are you sure it's a landmark?
There's a big brass plaque down in the lobby, three of them, in fact. He tapped a few keys and pulled up a picture of the plaque Veek had emailed him.
It's in a lobby?
Yeah, the landmark's a building. I live there, actually. He could almost hear the woman frown on the other end of the phone.
If it's a building, it could be on the registry, but it shouldn't be a historic landmark. You're not living in Monticello, are you?
Nope. An old brownstone in Los Angeles.
And you're sure it's a historical landmark plaque?
Nate described the slab of brass and read the words off it. He heard the frown again and the tapping of computer keys.
You said you're in Los Angeles?
Yep.
Address?
He told her, and there was more tapping, followed by rapid clicks from a mouse.
You said the date on the plaque was 1960?
Yes. She blew some annoyed air onto the phone, and the mouse clicked again.
The Cavatch building?
Yes, he sat up in his chair and glanced back at the door. Zach peered around the cubicle wall, and Nate waved him away.
Yeah, that's it. Do you know why it's a landmark?
He heard a few more taps.
Okay, she said. This is weird.
What?
The Cavatch Building was one of the original 92 sites named as National Historic Landmarks in 1960 by Secretary Seaton. It's the third to last on the list, but that's pretty much it.
There was a pause. What do you mean? Asked Nate.
There's no links, no crossfiles, nothing.
Her mouse went click, click, click.
It's listed if I break down landmarks by year and by state, but nowhere else. I can tell you it's in Los Angeles, California, and it was one of the first national landmarks. That's it.
How's that possible? He asked.
That you don't have anything else? If you'd asked me half an hour ago, I would have said it's impossible, she told him. I should have an encyclopedia's worth of history, photos, annual reports by assigned agents. There has to be some sort of glitch.
The door opened behind Nate. He glanced over his shoulder and saw Eddie standing in the door. He held up a finger and the fat man raised an eyebrow.
Could I call you back later? Nate asked. Would that be better?
Yeah, said the woman. My name's Elaine, extension 823. I'll try to see what I can find.
Thanks. You've been a great help.
Thank you, Elaine chuckled. This is the most excitement I've had here in 6 years. You take care now.
Yeah, you too, he said. Goodbye.
He set the phone down, took a breath to steady his stomach, and spun his chair to face Eddie.
What's up?
Who was that?
He blinked.
Who was who?
On the phone.
Nate glanced over his shoulder.
Oh, he said, as if he'd already forgotten the call. I was following up on a change of address. There was a number on file. I just caught her at a bad time. She said I could call back later.
Why were you calling at all? No one ever told you to do that.
He shrugged and his mind raced.
Well, he said. According to the file, she'd been a subscriber for a long time. I just didn't want to see us lose a client over a bad change of address form. Eddie stared at him for a moment. It was his blank look, famous in the office. Nate couldn't tell if he was considering the facts or if his mind was somewhere else altogether.
"You got lucky," Eddie said.
He tried to look calm. "Yeah?"
"Yeah. Usually if you give someone the option of ending the call, that'll be the end of it. It's a good thing she said you could call back."
"Yeah, I guess so," said Nate.
"We'll let it slide this time," said the slack-faced man. "But from now on, just leave contacting people to the subscription department or collections."
"Sure thing. Sorry." He steeled himself against the next part, but knew he needed to change the topic.
"Was there something you needed from me?"
"Yeah," said Eddie.
"I wanted to see how far you were in this batch. Do you think you'll be done soon?"
Nate closed his eyes and sighed. He managed to make it look like a yawn.